Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin Mabez before the Mishnah. We just discussed the sugyas of Karkos and Tisha B'Kohen. I mentioned the discussion of the Rashba and the Turi Evan and others that talk about how the sugya relates to the sugya of Bezdin Shakel. That Ein Bezdin Shakel, the Gemara says in a few places in Sanhedrin towards the beginning, they always want an odd number Bezdin. Does that rule apply in situations where Bezdin is not really making decisions, right? Bezdin has to witness something, right? A number of the functions of Bezdin, we've mentioned this before, that just like there are two types of witnesses, there are what we call, what the Achronim called, Ede Birur and Ede Kiyum, right? Edim Levarer Hadavar, Edim to clarify something, right? Most Edim witness alone, and they witness some event took place. Ede levar adavar. But there's a concept of ede kiyum, edos lekiyum adavar, based on the pasuk b'mekayim adavar akasam adavar, where it's not about knowing. You could have a video going, you know exactly what happened, but the edim need to be there in order for the event to have taken place by marriage. Ede kiddushin. Right. Even if they take a selfie video of the marriage, if there are no edim there, so then the marriage didn't happen. You need ede kiyum, ede lekayim hadavar, the presence of the edim. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always used to say, the solemnizing presence of the edim add a transcendental nature to the event, and therefore halacha recognizes it. Right. So that's the ede birur and ede kiyum. But just like you have that by edim, you have that by bezdin also. Bezdin can function in two ways. You have a Bezdin Levarer. Most of the time, that's what Bezdin does. Bezdin tries to figure things out and come to decisions. But you also have Bezdin Shokiyum, right? Some of the items listed in that first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, on Daf Beis in Sanhedrin, is not about deciding things. It's just witnessing, right? That's the 2 days in Tosfos in the beginning of Mitzvos Chalitza. By Chalitza, they're really just witnessing. Tosfos says, oh, maybe questions might come up. Right, so 2 days, if it's Bezdin Lakiyam Hadavar, does it need to be a day? Does it need to have a Bezdin Nota? Or you can have a Bezdin Shakel? They're not deciding anything. So that's what's discussed here. The Rashba has one day here that says, well, you might say generally that you do need a Bezdin Nota, even by cases like this. But here the Torah says 10. The Torah says, in other words, Kohen 10 times. So we learn from there that the number is 10. So, you know, even if you want to say you generally need a Bezdin Nota and you could add on one, but if the Torah itself says a specific number that you need, it happens to be an even number, so then that overrides, like Xeris HaKasif. Okay. Good. So we're a couple of lines up from the Mishnah. These last five lines are really commenting on a parallel sugya not brought here. It's a sugya elsewhere in Ksubas in the 11th parak where the Mishnah is there, have a discussion. If Bezdin is evaluating, what we were just talking about in the Geras Bikoras. If Bezdin's evaluating and they made a mistake, if Bezdin makes a major mistake in terms of the evaluation, so do we say what Bezdin does? Or do we say, no, it goes back? So that was a machlokes between the Tanakhama there and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says the language of im koach, ma koach Bezdin yafe. If you say that Bezdin's going to make a mistake, that it's chozer bo, then, you know, we should say that Bezdin doesn't have any authoritative power. So commenting on that machlokes is the following Gemara that we're up to. Chidna bar Shalmiya, b'shem Rav, asa uvda kumei Rebbe. A story came in front of Rebbe, ubala mevik Rabbanan. He wanted to follow the sheet of the Rabbanan, who said that if Bezdin makes a mistake, it's batel. The whole thing goes back. And Amal Rablazar ben Prata, ben Benosha, Rablazar ben Prata, Rebbe, lokach limatanu, b'shem zekinecha, didn't you teach us in the name of your elders? And we're going to skip the next line, to go to the girsa of the Karban Eda. Deim kein, makoach Bezdin yafe. Meaning, what do you mean that it's going to be batel? Bezdin has certain powers that even if they make a certain amount of mistake in terms of evaluation, we still let it go. V'chazar bei v'yavad k'rebbe g'shul gamliel. And they were chozer bo, and they did like Rishon Gamliel, holding of that svara of im kain makoach bezdin yafe. Okay, that finishes that sugya. Now we get to the next Mishnah halacha hey here in the Megillah. Hakari batorah lo yifchas b'shloshim psukim. If somebody is reading from the Torah, he doesn't do less than three psukim. Right, every ola has to have at least three psukim. But the meturgaman, the one that's saying the targum, you don't do more than one pasuk. Don't do more than one pasuk, but because you know there were very concerns that everybody gets the ripe shot of the pasuk, and if you do more than one pasuk, you know, at one time, then the Meturgamon might get mixed up. People can't focus. So again, in the days when they read, they used the Meturgamon, it was only Pasuk. One Pasuk at a time, so people wouldn't get confused. The Tur quotes in Kuf Mem Hei, that of course we don't do most Ashkenazi circles and even Sephardi circles don't do Meturgamons anymore, because it's not like that's going to make it easier for us, right, hearing the Meturgamon. You know, it's probably easier just to hear the words of the Hebrew, right? So that minug was stopped. Let's look in on the Mishnayos, the Tiferes Yisrael here quotes the Tur. The Kishachazru mi Bavel is commenting on the line of the Meturgamon. When they came back from Bavel, Nishtak Echmeyam Lashon HaKodesh, when they came back from Bavel, they had forgotten Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh. V'tikin Ezra, she yitargamu la'am kol pasuk b'lashon Arami. So Ezra was misakein that you have a Tirgum. So you understand the Torah. Shehurglu lo mi Bavel. Meaning the point of Kriyas HaTorah is not just to hear the Torah and not know what's going on. Point is to understand the words. Right? So that's why they had a Tirgum. V'ha'idna lo na'agu kach. Right, but nowadays we don't do it, says the Tiferes Yisrael already hundreds of years ago. Because we don't understand it. So you might say, okay, why don't we have a Tirgum in English? Why don't we have a Tirgum in whatever language you're in? So that you can't do because there are some words that are not translatable. Right, Targum is already closely connected enough to Hebrew, but we even have some Targum words in the Torah. Yagar Sahadusa. Right, so if that's the case, that's why it's okay. But there's certain words that can't be translated, so you can't translate some of it and not the others. So v'ematagiminim gam kein b'lashon amshemivinim midein yecholol lehisparish yafe b'lashon acher b'kitzer haro'i rak ba'aramis sheniskan me'ezra baruch hakodesh. Ezra baruch hakodesh could do it, but no other language with anybody else could do it. So that's why we just discontinued that practice. But the important part is to understand what you're saying. That's a crucial part of understanding. Let's just read the Mishnah and then I'll make another comment about understanding. Says the Mishnah, Ubinavi Shlosha. By Navi, we're not as concerned because the Navi is not really teaching you halacha. So by Navi, we would allow even three psukim done at once. Vimhayu Shlosh done Shalosh Parshios. If there are three psukim that are really from three sections, Shalosh Parshios Koron Echad Echad, they shouldn't be put together. They should be read separately, right? The Carbonate quotes from Yeshayahu, three different parshios, even though it's three psukim in a row, they're in their separate sections. And that's why those are read separately. Medalgin binavi ve'ein medalgin batorah. One is allowed to skip around in Navi because, in the middle of laning, because it's not going to be so confusing. Because again, it's not so concerned that people are going to focus on what, is being learned, because it's more telling stories with messages and not halacha. Ve'in medalgin b'torah, you're not allowed to skip in Torah, because it's going to be confusing people. The Karban Eda, ein libo miyushav lishmoa. Right? His heart is not, focused to hear. Ve'arkamu medalig, but how much can you be medalig? That sounds like, even when we say in Navi that you can be medalig, you know, how much are you allowed to skip around? Ad kadesh lo yafsek ha-torgaman. Not too much. Meaning, by the time that the Targumon finishes the translation, you gotta be up to where you're gonna be up to. Because the Tircha de Sibura, we don't want the Sibura to have to wait, while the Torah is being rolled. So again, the point of a lot of the Torah, you have the Targumon and all these limits about how long you go, is because you want the Torah to be understood. There's a concern. Do we get schar for learning if we don't understand? Right? If I'm going to, if I'm learning something and I don't understand it, do I get schar for learning? So again, I get amelus schar, right? The chafetz chayim, anu amelum, amakalum schar, we get schar for the amelus, the famous vart on what we say at a siyum, right? It's, they get a schar also. Yeah, they get schar only for finishing. We get schar even for the work. Okay. But, there is a comment in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah. We know the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, he wrote another Shulchan Aruch, the same Simanim as the Shulchan Aruch, but he wrote it with his own Simanim. But he generally follows the structure of the Shulchan Aruch, except for Hilchas Talmud Torah. Hilchas Talmud Torah, he redoes the whole thing, right? For the Rambam, for the Shulchan Aruch, he redoes the whole thing, feels that, puts it in a different order. So he talks there a lot about Chazara. In those pieces, a lot about reviewing. He says it a number of times. Chayav lasos kein lomod b'chol yom rak perak echad v'lachzer alav kol yom kulo. It says pick a small portion of Torah that you know and you review that all the time. And whenever you review it. And then he says, you don't have to do 101 times. Rakshi Yizar Ma'od, Lachzar Allah Rishonas Tamid, Leprakim Krovim, Be'inyan Shatiyana Kala Lacha Shalom Ararata, Chakukos Hetev, Bezechrono Kala Yamim Shemitayim. Uburu is Lobli Gimgum, Kibishas Limuda Mamish. So exactly as you, the first time you learned it, you have to know it. And he has a lot to talk about relating that. But then towards the end, it's in the end of Perek Beis, he says, talks about understanding. You have to try to say and not just think. If you say the words, even if you don't understand everything, you still get the schar. It's still v'limadtem. This is him talking now. Right, Torah Shebichsav, there's some magic to the words themselves. So even if I don't understand fully, Torah Shebalpeh, Havana plays more of a role. V'yafal pikein, but even so, even if one doesn't understand it fully, you might say, okay, forget it, I'm not learning. I don't understand it. No. Afal pikein, yesh la'adam la'asok b'chala Torah, gam b'dvarim shelo yuchal lo'havin. Be oseg, even in things that you can understand. Why? U'la'asid lavo yizke lo'havin. You know, in the next world, right, if we opened up the Sefer in this world, even if we didn't understand it, in the next world, we'll understand it. If we never opened up the Sefer, then we're not going to be able to go to that shir. You never opened up the book, right? If you opened up the book, so then, Nelly, you tried. And then we'll have Havana in the next world. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav here says. But that's why the Havana plays a crucial role, and that's why there's all these limitations. That's why we have the Targumon in the first place, and that's why we have limitations, because we want to make sure everybody understands, and that's why we don't just skip around, because we want everybody to make sure that they understand the Kriyas HaTorah. Okay. Rabbi Baba Reid, Rabbi Chiya Barba, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hayikari Batorah, Vinishtateg. What happens if somebody is laning, and all of a sudden they can't continue for some reason? Vinishtateg. So where does the new person start from? Zeshu Omi Tachtav, Yaskam Imachem Shehizchil Arishon. Rabbi Yochanan says the new person starts from where the first person started, not just where he is right now. Where the first person started, and the Korban Eid explains, like it's clear in the Gemara, he has to make a new bracha. For a person gets an aliyah, then Ole, he reads a few psukim, and then he can't continue. So what do you do? So could you just have the second person come and continue and read a Brecha Bracha Lachareha? So Gemara says no. In Tamer Malcolm Shehivsik, if you say he should just pick up from where the other guy left off, that doesn't work. Why? Harishonim, because the first psukim that were read already, Nizbarchu Lefneim, lo Nizbarchu Lachareim, got a bracha before them and didn't get a bracha after them. Ha'achronim, and the later psukim that the new guy is going to read, Nizbarchu Lachareim, lo Nizbarchu Lefneim, got a bracha after them and not a bracha before them. Viksiv, Torah Hashem Tamima, Shetekula Tamima, right? The Torah Hashem Tamima, the Torah has to be complete. Every word, every pasuk in the Torah has to get a bracha. Why can't you say, wait a second, I was listening, I heard his first bracha, he's gonna hurt my, so the Mefarshim explained, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, because our minog is to make a bracha on each Oleb, so basically nobody has the other one in mind. If I'm getting Revi, and Shlishi made a bracha. I have kavana when the Shlishi makes his bracha that I'm yotze with his bracha lefaneha. Nobody's focusing on each other's brachas. Everybody says their own brachas. So even if I'm taking over, I can't piggyback with his bracha. So therefore, it's ke'ilu, this part of the Torah that he read, the first one, got a bracha before but not after. So you can't do that. That's why you have to go back. You have to go back and make new brachas. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Umasha leminag ha-mishnah, lo ha-yibavarech ala ha-posei ha-vachosei, if you have the days of the Mishnah where you only had one bracha at the beginning, at the end, then okay. Hasa mechavein bibirchaso lohotzi ha-imtsoiyim. Aba leminageinu, lo ka-mechavein bibirchaso, elo le-kriya shalo. But according to our minag, it goes by your own kriya. Kivan shekfar nagu kol echad ve-echad mevarech la-atzmo. And that's why you have this halacha. Good. Haisa ha-parsha shal-chamisha psukim. If you have a section of five psukim, so then what do you do when you have a section of five psukim? Korei es kula, right? If you read, what's the problem here? A new type of area, a new halakha we didn't mention yet. You can't just read three psukim, because then what? Then you have two psukim left. And if somebody goes out, then they're going to think, oh, I bet that next aliyah is going to be two psukim, right? So that you can't do that. So if you have a five parties, so read the whole thing. You read it twice. Read it three times. Right? That the, Jaskarias Kula, read the whole thing, because you can't be Mishayer less than three psukim towards the end of the paragraph. Just like you also can't be Mishayer less than three psukim at the beginning of the paragraph when you end, because people might have thought that you only read two psukim, as we'll see. Lo asakin alakar shlosha. What happens if the Balkari didn't know the halacha, or he didn't realize he read three psukim, and then he stopped? So now there's two psukim left to the end. Okay, so that was messed up already. So now what do you do? What does the next person do? Zeshu omi tachtav, sarach likros, shnei psukim achro, nivishloshim, yiparsha acharas. So you gotta read the two psukim left, and read three of the next one. Three of the next one. So again, that starting with the two at the end, there's nothing to do. So at least you read three, so, somebody who walks in after that, would recognize. Lo asakein. What if the second guy didn't do that? He just read two from the last two from the first section and one from the following section and made the bracha afterwards. Maushi Akev. You have to read the whole thing again? Right? Yeah, two mess ups. Right? The first guy read three aliyahs, but he ended up too close to the end. Two T-W-O, close to the end. And I guess T-O-O. And then the next one is ended with one in. So what do you do? So Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, Salkun, Mechme, Apin, Lachui, Rabbi Yehuda bar Tamuza. They went to see the face of the brother of Yehuda bar Tamuza. They went to visit him. Krevi, Rabbi Yosef Bechadida, his relative. Bekanishta de Sovanya. Vavitaman, Rabbi Yirmiya. Ve'ikev. Rabbi Yirmiya was there and this kind of case happened and he made them read it again. Ikev, right? He didn't like what was happening. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, Kofin. He made them do it again. Meaning, did he suggest it or did he force it? Like, how serious was this, that he had them read again? Amarlei, v'harabcha ma'akev. This is what he means. V'harabcha, he says, he was ma'akev, which means that you're kofet. Meaning, even with the eved, you wouldn't be yotze. Wow, serious that, if you would have to read something again if you ended in the wrong place too close. So we know that, our minog on Rosh Chodesh, right, is to start, right, we read the Ashkenazi custom is read via Martal Lahem, right, we start the second Aliyah again, repeating, right, so we had a machlokas elsewhere, do you repeat or do you cut, right, we had the machlokas elsewhere, but we repeat, so isn't that, you walk in and somebody walks in by the second Aliyah of Rosh Chodesh, they'll think that the person started first solo, only got two psukim. So Tosfos, this was already the beginning of Tosfos, Megillah Chavgib Chavbeis, Megillah Chavbeis, right? The Gemara there says in the Bavli, "Emas chilim b'parsha pachas b'gimel psukim." Right? You don't start less than three psukim close to the beginning or the end. Gzeira mishum anechnasim shalo yitu lomar shoso shakara lafanav lokara l'shnei psukim. If the person who's getting aliyah starts the third pasuk of the section, they'll think that the previous aliyah only got two psukim. V'kashal minak shalanu. What about our minak? Says Tosfos. Shanu korin b'parshas vayachal b'taanios. V'harishon maschil sham v'hu l'sof shnei psukim yiparsha shalamala v'chidam after b'yantif b'chol ha-moed l'pesach shemaschil mehikravtem shu l'sof shnei psukim yirosh ha-parsha. So you have a couple of examples. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, d'shayni elu ha-parshios shehare yiduos hein lo'olam v'lek elamiti. Everybody knows these ladies by heart. Everybody knows where the first Ola started and the second one, and so anything that's new. V'chein parsha shel Rosh Chodesh. Shashlishi korei uv'yom ha-shabbos. What about this? There's different minhagim, the minhag olam and the gra. The gra has a different way of splitting it up. Uv'yom ha-shabbos. De'ein lachu shema yomar nechazim shashlishi lo korei al-shem sukkah mi b'yom ha-shabbos. Shriyadavar yadu ala olam. V'gam yesh lahem lachshov she'imkein lo hayelo laniach she'agi ala parsha. Okay, but anyway, that's what the Tosfos talks about, that if something is Yadua Lakol, so then there's no issue of Gzeira. Gzeira, people are going to think, but if it's a famous laning, so then that is not going to be an issue. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Shimon, Shara, Rabbi Chinina, Bar Anduri, B'Shem Rav Zakai, to Kavul, Ta Bein Teva L'Teva. What if you made a mistake between the words? What does that mean? That he made a mistake between the words? Bein teva l'teva. We'll go with the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says, you said keves instead of kesev. Something like that. Right? Which doesn't change the meaning of the word, but it changes the word. Right? Sheep and sheep. Keves and kesev. Right? That's the pshat of the Pnei Moshe. If you look in the Karbana Eda, he says, you said a different word in between. Shamar teva acheres she'ina ksuva lefanav. right? So those kids, machzirin oso. If you messed up like that, you have to, there's a different word, so you have to change it. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zaora, va'avdun kain. What does that mean? Va'avdun kain? Meaning, you correct the balkore, says the Karban Eita. Shemalbinin oso barabim. Balkore made a mistake, you're going to embarrass him. Umagi oso al shigagosav. You're going to correct him about his mistakes. So Amar Leif, adayinad zilazu. Right, you still have this question? The Brisa says, "Afilu ta bein im levi'im machzirin oso." It is meaning the balkari. You have to do it in a way that's appropriate, but the balkari always has to know there are halachas. Can't be a balkari unless you practice. But the halachas, you have to look it over. You have to be prepared. But it's a kavanat zibur. Kavanat zibur. So we don't do it in a way that's try not to do it in a way that's embarrassing. But if it's really a mistake, again, one has to know what's a mistake that has to be corrected and one not. If there is a gabai who doesn't know the halacha and he thinks that every single, you know, mispronunciation, even if it doesn't accept, change the meaning of the word, or a milara or milael that doesn't change the meaning, that shouldn't be corrected. So then, you know, one has to know not to go overboard. Rabbi Shimon, Safar de Tarvinis, Rabbi Shimon, the sofer of Tarvinis. Amr le b'nei karte, he told his Amr le b'nei karte, the townspeople told him, "Kata b'dibaraya." You know, when you say the psukim, cut them in half. Diikrunim beninin, because our children are trying to like follow, and some of the psukim are too long. So just say half psukim. Say half psukim. Also, shall Rabbi Chanina? Yes, Rabbi Chanina. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to just say half psukim? Amalei in kitech reishach lo tishmalon. What if they tell you to cut off your head? Are you going to listen to them? Right? They're telling you to chop the psukim in half. V'lo shamalad, you didn't listen to them. So guess what? They said, thank you very much, but your services are no longer needed here. And they relieved him of his position of the reader in shul. So what did he do? He left town. He went down. He came down to Bavel. Come imei Rav Shimon ben Yosina. And he met someone. What used to do in that town? But Tani Leovdi told him what happened. Told him what happened. Yeah, I refused to cut the psukim in half. Why didn't you listen to them? Amar Lev Avdin Kay, what do you mean? I'm allowed to cut them in half? He says, Amar Lev Valenin Mekatin Lohon Besidra. Don't we cut them in half in the Beis Medrash? Meaning in the school, when we teach the school children, we cut them in half. So you see, you're allowed to cut them in half where there's an educational purpose. Amar Lev Valenin Chazrim Kalin Lohon. That's only temporarily. We'll teach them half a pasuk, then teach them another half a pasuk. Then we'll say they'll teach them the whole pasuk. It's only very temporarily. But in shul, to read the whole half a pasuk, I didn't think you're allowed to do that. Amar Reb Zohra, Ilu Avi Ahu Safra Biyome, if that sofer had been in my day, Manite Chachim, I would have made him a big wise man. Right? Big Chachim, meaning I would have given him a promotion. Right? Says the Karban Eita. He wouldn't just be a Malami Tinokos, but I would have given him a different job. Okay, but I guess he was not interested, his Rebbe wasn't interested in any flexibility there, and he felt that it wasn't appropriate, right? This was part of the Kolpsuki de Lopaske Moshe, Analopaskinon, you can't split up psukim, as we said, in the past. And the Chora, this was during laning, so you can't split up the psukim. Well, maybe it was also, maybe part of, there is an interesting concept we have elsewhere called, a misrepresentation of what Torah is, right? If people might think the pasuk is this, and it's not that. That's the Gemara and the Tosfos and Baba Kama. The Gemara and Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches, remember that story that the Romans came and they wanted to be taught Torah, and they taught them all of Torah, and they said, everything makes sense in the Torah except for this halacha, about a Shor Shor Yisrael Shor 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 Akum, and that's, we don't like that halacha, we think it's biased, but you know, we're not gonna say anything, because the 99% of the Torah, you know, we appreciate. Ask Tosfos there, Baba Kama Lamed Ches, how they teach Torah to Goyim? Right, how do you teach Torah to the Romans? Hamina b'chagiga, malami torloka over basay. Tosa's answer is, number one, pikuach nefesh. It's not a pikuach nefesh you don't have to give your life for this. Ba'al karchach asu api divrei ha-moshav, alon eschaivu limsar atzman. Right, number one. Or they made themselves like Gerim, but day number one is they didn't have to be most of themselves. Say, ask the Yavshal Shlomo there, the Marshal. Say, how they teach him this one halacha? The halacha of Shor Shor Yisrael Shor Shor Akim Pater Shor Shor Akim Shor Shor Yisrael Chayim Nezak Shalim. If it was all about Pikuach Nefesh, then how they teach him that halacha, which could have gotten them in trouble? The answer is because even for Pikuach Nefesh, you're not allowed to misrepresent Torah. What's called the Ziyaf HaTorah by the Achronim. V'gam Shamina Mehay Dabaisa the Osir L'Shanos Divrei Torah Avki Asakana V'Chayev Limsar Atzmo Aleha.
Right? You have to be mal. You have to give your velamal yiru chachamim shetaliyom malchus harisha aleihem halalo timsa davar kasha kazu lomer b'fnei haumos shanachlu b'turim ezekim heim chayavin chilo hayroi lachush chas v'shalom l'kam shmados v'chorbanos delefik minei elashvamina. You can't misrepresent Torah. V'mchas v'shalom yishana adina v'kikofer b'toras Moshe mistama. So you don't have to tell them everything. Just don't tell them this halacha. It must be they asked about this halacha. It must be that they knew and they asked about this halacha. What about Talmai HaMelech? He says, what about the Septuagint? They made all those 10 changes. That wasn't changes in halacha. Therefore, it wasn't any type of Ziyaf HaTorah. Okay. We continue. That's a huge topic. Rav Amar, third to last line. So Rav says, what's an example of three psukim? The Mishnah said you have three psukim in three different sections. So then those are not read together. Kagon, hoi, Rav es Yotzro, these psukim, that we have in Yeshayahu. Right, the question in the Mefarshim, we have that as the three psukim together. In old versions of Tanakh, they have them separately. Okay. Medagam Medavi Ve Medagam Torah. You're allowed to skip around the Navi and not in Torah. Medagam Medavi Medagam Medavi the Navi. But you're not allowed to skip from one Navi to another Navi, because that's too confusing. Ubedavi Shal Shem Asar Mutar. But if it's within Shrei Asar are small, they're called the minor prophets, not because of a quality, only because of a quantity. Right, the minor prophets, but the Chagas Harei Malachi, right, the last few. So that's the it's mutter within that. Ei medalgan b'Torah. So we're not medalgan Torah. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Lafi, what's the first reason given? Why can't you roll in Torah? Shein gol and sefer Torah barabim. It's not covered a Torah, and it's tircha de sibura to have to roll barabim, and therefore you can't skip. Right? We're very machmed about tircha de sibura. Rabbi Yosef boy, hagatz b'char. Rabbi Yosef says, really, is that the reason that you can't skip in Torah because of the rolling? And what if you're just skipping a little bit? You're skipping one column, right? And then nobody's going to notice. So is that mutter? The Mishnah says you can never skip. Doesn't matter. It doesn't sound like the reason is because of the tircha. So Amalei, Kadesh Yishbu, as Yisrael HaTorah Al-Seder. Right? You're right. The reason is because it's confusing. You want people to hear the Torah Al-Seder in a row, one after the other, as it's written. And if you don't have it, if you skip around, it's going to be confusing for people. But didn't we learn in Maseches Yuma that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he does skip. He says Achremos and then Achba Asar, right? Are two different sections, right? He goes from the Achremos to Emor. So Shanishi Sidur Shol Yom. No, that's all one idea. That's one theme. That's the Yom Kippur lane, the Yom Kippur Avoda, and the Yom Kippur Parsha's Emor section. Teidelcha, I'll prove it to you. Because really he does three. The Rav Shimon Lakish, B'chol Mokam in a Kori Alpeh, V'chol Kori Alpeh. By the, remember what the Kohen Gadol says, Yosef Masha Karasig, Kasuv Khan. Even more than what's written here. And then he reads Pinchas by heart. So really he's reading all three, two of them in writing. So you see it's all about the theme. If it's all one theme, and people aren't gonna get confused, then it is okay, and it works. Period. Rabbi Yosei Mefaked Lebar Ula Chazana de Kanishta de Bavlaya. Rabbi Yosei gave the instructions to the Gabbai in the shul in Bavlaya. Kadahavi Chada Urya. When you have one Torah, there's a question about the Girsos here. We had this a few Masechtas ago. We'll go with one of the Girsos. When you have one Torah, Tevigvili Achori Paruchta, right? Or we'll go with the Girsa of the Karbana Eda. When you have one Torah, Rabbi Yossi says, when you have one Torah and you have to be korei the shein tegola lefnei aparochas, right? Give me lefnei paruchta. If you have one Torah, you don't have to like put it back in the aron and then take it out again and roll it behind the curtain because it's tircha de sibura. Just do it right on the bima. You have one Torah, you have to lean from two different places. Ein brera. You have to just lean it there. Kadiin and tarti. When you have two Torahs, what is a two Torah day? Take one out at the time. Take a Torah out, then put that one back, and then take out the second Torah. It's not covered to take out two Torahs and have one stay there, out, not being used. So that's one way. There's other Girsos, so that's how the Karban Eda looks at it. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan already, and the other, and the early Achronim note that it's not Arminog. Arminog gets to take two Torahs out when it's two. But there is, one should make sure the first one is closed up before one opens up the second one. That's the halacha that the Gabbaim hopefully should know. Adhechan. So the right, again, there's other ways to understand that line, but that's one of the understandings. Adhechan, where, how far do you, can you be medale gin navi, and it's still okay? Amrevacha, kon parshas yo yada kohen gadol. So he talks about that parsha of the kohen gadol, in Malachim Beis, So that's a section that can be skipped. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Hamaftir Benavi, who pares Hashmavu over the Fayatevo, knows his kapav. The one who gets Maftir and does the Haftorah, he's the one that has the privilege of doing the Prisa Shema. Remember, that's the one that says the Baruchu in the first parish of Kriya Shema. And he's the Chazan and he does Duchening. Imhaya Katan, O Aviv, O Rabba, over in Al Yado. And he's a Katan, then his father or his Rebbe gets the Schus, right? Which reflects that a Katan is allowed to get Maftir. If he got to get the Maftir, but the Katan can't be the Chazan. So the others. So the Gemara is bothered. What are you talking about? It sounds like Hamaftir Benavi, if you get the Maftir, then we'll give you this Schus. But these other things happen before Maftir. Right? The Chazan for the morning and Berchas Kohanim. So what do you mean? If you get the Maftir, so then we're going to give you this Schus, you have to flip around the Girsa. Slo Tzurcha Dila. It should be the following. Haporeis Eshma. Who over Lefnei Ateva, who knows his Kapav? The one who does Prisa Shma. Meaning the one who's going to say the Kaddish and the Baruch on the first parsha of Kriya Shema, which is not such a chashuv thing, we allow him to continue and be the chazan for Shmona Esrei and do Birchas Kohanim. The big shaila in the Achronim is Birchas Kohanim. All the Kohanim do Birchas Kohanim. What do you mean? He's going to be the one that we allow him to do Birchas Kohanim. So most Mefarshim here explained, it means that one Kohen used to be the one that like starts. Starts. Like he's like maybe yeah, or the beginning of everyone. He's the one that's allowed everybody here. Everybody else continues. That's the shot that most Mefarshim on the page and on Mishnah is give. But you remember this is the story that the Beis HaLevi tells over from the rabbi that went to Italy and he saw that all the Kohanim go up and only one Kohen says and everybody else is Yossi through Shemiah Ka'onah, the whole discussion about whether that's okay or not. But the Beis HaLevi acknowledges, according to that minog, the Mishnah makes beautiful sense. Right, which Kohen is going to be the one that's going to have this list to be the loud one? Okay. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina Amar Kedila Zarzo. Why do we allow him to, why do we give him this list? Tim Zari's him, because these are things that maybe people aren't interested in. The one who gets the Maftir. Nowadays, Maftir is the most chashuv aliyah. But now, then they thought, oh, it's not one of the real seven aliyahs. So and also the Prisa Shema. What do you mean? We learned that a Katan doesn't do Prisa Shema. How can you say if the Katan does it? Amrav Yudin, Kambish Avishay Cyrus, Kambish Lo Avishay Cyrus. Again, major machlok is what this means. Let's go with one shot, right? A 12-year-old boy with Shtay Cyrus or not. So maybe Chazal or Mako for a 12-year-old boy with physical maturity to do Prisa Shema. He wouldn't be able to do the other things, but at least for Prisa Shema, they would be Mako. But if he has physical maturity, even if he's 12 years old, he doesn't have physical maturity, then we wouldn't be able to do it. There's another shot that he's 13, like we spoke about a couple of days ago, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, next mission, we'll start. Katan.